This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So I'm golfing yesterday, trying to get some swings in before I embarrass myself tomorrow. And Sal and I, Sal shoots me a text. We start, you know, going back and forth. And listen, one thing, I very rarely shut off from work. Like, you know, people sometimes ask me, like, you know, how do you get ready for a show? How much time do you spend preparing for a show? Honestly, my answer is always. Like, I could see a commercial that might trigger something. I could see a documentary that's got nothing to do with sports. I can hear a song. I could see something at a stoplight, Manhattan. Like, so to me, it's all fertile in terms of material, right? So, but you have to unplug a little bit. Yeah, I don't care who you are. So when I play golf, which is less and less frequent based on the kids' activities, I don't want to be bothered. You know, if my wife needs me, she'll call me. If one of the kids need, they'll call me. That's it. I could get to the text later. I don't need to check social media. I don't really care. But Sal texts me. And he's telling me what's going on with the judge stuff, which I had not known yet. And this goes into our conversation with Aaron Boone, who was on the show yesterday. If you missed it, just go back to the Free Odyssey app, rewind it. It was great. He even took some shots on me getting bounced in that 10U game. Either way, so Boone, here's the thumbnail sketch. Boone expressed what I thought was pretty strong doubt, as to whether or not Aaron Judge would be able to resume throwing normally the rest of the season. Now, I didn't really think that he would be able to get back to max level. I just never thought that. When you have a flexor tendon, you haven't been in the outfield for a couple of weeks, you know, you go for an MRI, you're on the IL. Like, I don't just think it's going to be like, all right, hey, Judge is good. Couple of Motrin, let's go. You know, 95 from right field, let's go. Let's see the hose. Let's go. Be Dave Winfield again. Be Clemente. No. The guy's arm is banged up. So what I thought Boone said was made great sense. Like, you know, next year when we're talking about, or even now because he just started his rehab, but when we're talking about Gerrit Cole and as he resumes and starts to amp up his throwing, and I know that he threw a couple of weeks back, just early stage, not off a mound, early stages, there will be a progression and there will be checkpoints that we will parachute into. All right, you know, he long tossed from 60. He's up to 90. He's up to 100. He's on flat ground. He's on a mound. He's just fastballs. All right, here's the secondary stuff. That's how it goes. So when Aaron told us that he's up to 150 feet and we followed up, you know, is he zipping the ball? Is he doing long toss? Like, it was fairly unclear because I really don't think that Aaron Boone knows. And despite what Aaron Judge said, which I appreciate because that guy's a gamer, there's no way that Aaron Judge can know. Now, he knows better how he feels for sure than Boone or me or you or Sal, obviously. But I don't want to say that I side with Aaron, but I believe Aaron when he says, I think the pushback from Judge is just him being the competitor that he is, which I truly do appreciate and respect. Now, the way it's being framed by some of you troublemakers out there is that, and I've heard this, and I've gotten texts, I've gotten tweets, I've seen it all. How the hell does the manager, how does he not see Aaron Judge throw a baseball? All right, you know what? I kind of thought the same thing. I'd be lying if I said I didn't think the same thing. I got to keep it real. I mean, there was video of him throwing with Stanton. I don't know. Was it 149 feet, 153 feet? I don't know. I didn't have the ruler out. But I saw that Aaron Judge had a baseball in his right hand, and he was advancing in a way that was going a spherical object toward his teammate, Giancarlo Stanton. Like, I saw that. And if you want to be, yeah, if you, again, not even a troublemaker, because I did have a similar thought. I'm like, that is a little peculiar. That's a little odd. How does the manager of the Yankees with his star player, how has he not seen him throw the baseball in 2 weeks? That was a little odd. I'm not going to lie to you. Now, the next thing is the pushback from Judge.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I don't think that was like condescending or, Boone doesn't know what he's. I think they've got a great relationship. I really do. Yeah, I think maybe one of the reasons why, you know, Boone gets the extension is because he has a great relationship with Aaron Judge. I don't think that's out of bounds to say that. I don't think Aaron was taking a shot at all. I think that was a guy who's digging in who, let's face it, is probably a little bit nervous about his current baseball immortality. And the pushback is, okay, I'm fine. Now, the wording seemed a little, not confrontational, a little more direct than Aaron Judge. I mean, we haven't had a Yankee controversy in I feel like it's been years. And to me, that's always been one of the best things about Aaron Boone, and I've always said that. He handles the noise well. He is able to quell concerns or mitigate disaster in terms of PR stuff better than anybody, probably that I've seen in a while from a Yankee perspective. He's very good at that. And I think it's a great asset. Eventually, you got to win a World Series. He knows that. He even told us yesterday, if I don't win, I mean, you know, it is what it is. Come on. What are we, idiots here? You don't get a 20-year job to be the manager of the Yankees. You got to win. And he knows that. I don't think it's a big deal. I just don't. You know, I remember when I had my Tommy John surgery. Again, it's not to compare myself to Aaron Judge, but it's just it's like a bunker mentality where, you know, this was in the mid-90s. This is a million years ago, obviously. And I'm like, I'm not missing a year. There's no way I'm missing a year. I'm going to miss my senior year in college. There's not a chance in hell that's happening. And I didn't. And I came back like an idiot after 4 months from full Tommy John. And all these years later, in my early 50s, my elbow throbs every day because of my idiocy. But you know what? As a 22 or 21, whatever I was, year old competitor who knew he wasn't good enough to go pro, you would have had to shoot me or stone me to not let me finish my senior year. And it's just a bunker mentality, you know, and I get it. So I don't have an issue with it. I think it got a little bit overblown. And I also do think, just to put the wrap on this, now you guys can bring it up. If you disagree, that's fine. I don't know that my take is universally acceptable for everybody. I'm sure there's some bleep stars out there that want to get it going, and that's fine. But I also thought that Aaron Boone's response after it was perfect. You know, rather than get defensive, yeah, well, you know, I mean, you know, you're not going to win that bad. It's Aaron Judge, all right? You're not going to win that. So what he said was, you know, I probably overstated it, or, you know, along the lines of I probably shouldn't have said that. Own it, man. What did he say exactly, Rom? Something like that.
He still said, though, I don't think it'll be, it might be 70 to 80. Of course, once he goes out there, yeah, he'll be able to do it, but it might be 70, 80%.
Yeah. Yeah, but the way he was able to deflect it and not keep it going is my point. He owned it. He absorbed it, took it on the chin a little bit. And what happens? Judge hits a home run. That ball was mashed, by the way, right off the hitter's eye. Jeez. And the Yankees crank out 9 home runs. So at least, you know, for a day, disaster averted. But the other thing, too, is, guys, like, this is not the 1970s. Let me give you an example. Let's say this, instead of Aaron Judge, let's say this was Reggie. All right? Billy couldn't stand Reggie, so probably not the best example. But let's just say they had a good relationship. I know it got better when they won the championships, but it was terrible for most of his career, 5 years here. And let's say that Reggie had a flexor tendon. I feel like back in the 70s and the 80s, I'm not saying the trainer wouldn't be involved at all, but I feel like Billy or Lasorda or the Sparky, you know, those old school managers, they would have more eyes on their player, and it would be more like, all right, he looks fine, he can play, he's good. Hey, how do you feel? You good, Reg? All right, we'll go, you play tonight. Now it's all medically driven. So, yes, it did strike me as odd when I heard, you know, or when Aaron said that he hasn't seen me throw in 2 months. Like, I don't have 2 weeks. I don't understand that part. But it is all on the trainers here. The trainers watch. They do the tests. They do the measurements. They tell the manager. And they go from there, which is also part of the reason why I really think what you heard from Judge is more bunker mentality than reality. Because what Boone, even if he didn't see it, I could promise you the interactions with the training staff is going to guide him in his opinion. All right, 888-808-1019. BT and Sal, back to the Yanks and Met calls next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademark used with permission.